After speaking about legislation he's introduced or co-sponsored, Ortez discussed the state budget crisis and House and Senate proposals to address the fiscal gap. He was joined by Pat Pitney, budget director for the state of Alaska. Ortez says the state can no longer rely on savings and needs a buffer in case there is an emergency. He explained the four components of the House's plan: reducing this year's budget by $82 million, reforming the current oil tax credit system, restructuring how the permanent fund is managed, and establishing a broad-based tax that would generate at least $650 million annually once fully implemented. To illustrate the extent of the state's fiscal crisis, Pitney used the example of a person who was earning $80,000 a year, now having to live on $16,000 annually. She says you can cut out non-essentials, tap into savings, and draw from your retirement account, but that still is not enough.
Even after you do all of those things, you still have a gap between the amount of money you're earning now, $16,000 compared to what used to be $80,000, and your spending. Even when you're drawing sustainably from your IR, you still have that gap. That's the state's budget in your household terms.
Pitney says state funding to Ketchikan municipalities totals about $31 million. This includes funding for schools, school debt, and public employee retirement. After a one-hour presentation explaining the situation and proposals, Ortez asked the audience to share questions or comments. Under the House's current plan, the proposed broad-based tax would be an income tax. A few people spoke in support of an income tax, one suggesting that it have a sunset clause. Several others spoke against an income tax, saying it taxes only one segment of the population, the working people. Wayne Phillips says an income tax will also hurt retirees.
You know, one of the reasons that I decided to stay here is because there was no income tax. Because what I have to look at is what my retirement is. And, you know, now you're telling me that you're going to tax my retirement. You're going to tax where I work now as well. I'm just not a fan of it.
Some oppose a sales tax, saying it would hurt those with lower incomes. Several people, however, spoke in support of a summer sales tax.
We have 1 million people coming to just southeast Alaska on a ferry, or on cruise ships. They spend approximately anywhere from $35 to several hundred dollars per person, per town. A sales tax, if you only implement it for the summer, would probably get you more than the income tax would.
If there has to be a sales tax, a few people say necessities, such as food and rent, should not be taxed. Rodney Dial does not support taxes and feels more state cuts are needed. Dial was one of several people who questioned why organized boroughs and urban areas are required to pay taxes, while rural areas are not.
But because of more than half of the communities pay absolutely nothing, you're now coming to us saying we're going to have to take part of your dividend, we're going to have to institute an income tax so that the people that are paying taxes pay more so that all these other communities can continue to pay nothing.
A woman identifying herself as a paraprofessional in the school district feels there are areas in education funding that could be cut.
They really are all given computers and iPads and everything under the sun only for their grades to drop. I think that there's a lot to be said for taking away a lot of those things. I think it would save a lot of money and their grades would probably grow up.
Other concerns expressed were funding for the Alaska Marine Highway, social services, and pioneer homes. Ortez says while sales and income taxes may not be popular, something has to be done.
I will continue to push for a fiscal solution. And, you know, if that means I don't get reelected, okay. But I just believe that that's the right thing to do. So I'm going to be doing that.
Ortez says now the Senate and House proposals will go into conference committee where there will be discussions and compromise. He says he can't guarantee the process will work, but believes an agreement will be reached. Ortez says if the final plan doesn't add revenue, there will be additional cuts to education, health and human services programs, and others.